Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, Grandpa. I'd like to ask you some questions about the airport where you work.
Okay, that's fine, Sarah. Is this for your homework?
Yes. So where is it?
It's in the north of the city.
Wait a minute. I need a pencil. Okay, I'll write it down.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
Now, what's the name of the airport?
Well, it's called Clédon Airport.
How do you spell that? C-L-E-D-O-N?
That's right.
How many planes arrive there every day? Is it more than 200?
Oh, yes. I read that it's 320.
Wow.
Yes. Lots of interesting people from other countries arrive at this airport.
So, have you seen any famous pop stars?
No, but I often see film stars. They come here to make movies.
Great. And where can you eat there?
Well, there's a very nice cafe. The pancakes there are brilliant.
Cool. I love those. And is there a hotel where people can stay at the airport?
Yes. There's a very big one. It's got lots of flags outside.
That's interesting. Okay, thanks, Grandpa. I've got enough to write about now.
Now listen to part two again.
Now, what's the name of the airport?
Well, it's called Clédon Airport.
How do you spell that? C-L-E-D-O-N?
That's right.
How many planes arrive there every day? Is it more than 200?
Oh, yes. I read that it's 320.
Wow.
Yes. Lots of interesting people from other countries arrive at this airport.
So, have you seen any famous pop stars?
No, but I often see film stars. They come here to make movies.
Great. And where can you eat there?
Well, there's a very nice cafe. The pancakes there are brilliant.
Cool. I love those. And is there a hotel where people can stay at the airport?
Yes. There's a very big one. It's got lots of flags outside.
That's interesting. Okay, thanks, Grandpa. I've got enough to write about now.
That is the end of part two.